Welcome to the Switch On Podcast. My name is Adora Lumina Mbelu, Bright Light Purpose Driver, and your number one purpose and productivity coach. Each week, you will learn how to own your mind and body and make it work for you on your life's journey. I want to show you that while you may not always have control over external forces, you can create your own pathway to fulfilling your God-given mission. And it all starts with your mind. Hi guys, welcome to the Switch On Podcast. My name is Adora Lumina Mbelu, your amazing host. All right, so I've been, going through this series called Success Is, and I hope you've been enjoying it. Today is day 7 of this series. I'm going to be talking about respecting the process. We live in a world that glorifies instant gratification. Okay, so we say, I must get this now. Fast food, fast solutions, fast learning. Sometimes people will take a course in order to learn something, and within 2 to 3 weeks after, they're teaching the subject matter to others. I know you're a quick learner, but it requires process and time to truly start to dissect and understand what it is that you learned. Embody it, experiment with it, and then you can decide to pass on that knowledge to others. So you want to learn a musical instrument, learn it as best as you can. Don't just learn one song because you want to show others that you are now a guitarist. Quick solutions have their place. Like for instance, if I wanted to figure out how to set my camera, I don't necessarily want to go through days of training, okay? So I'll probably just type in on YouTube or how to set my camera and I'll figure it out. So yes, quick solutions exist for our good, but you need to be discerning about what you can adopt quickly and what requires a process. Planting, watering, nurturing, then harvesting. You can't just drop a seed today and keep looking at it every single day until you get frustrated and you pull it out. You'll pull it out prematurely, okay? And now you've wasted the fruits and you have to start all over again. In the past few weeks, I've seen the Spirit of God move through certain challenges that I've had. And in all of this, I can see how God is process driven. I didn't wake up to find that everything was sorted out. So I didn't just wake up and be like, oh yeah, it's all done. No, I saw how everything came together. God gave me wisdom and insight on what to do, how to do it, who to approach, what my triggers were, what not to eat, what work to take, what work not to take. He gives other people insight to approach me, to share with me, to help me. So my testimony isn't any less because it has process attached to it. In fact, I'm fascinated by God as a master strategist more than I am about, God as an instantaneous fixer. They both have their place. There are times where it's instant noodles and there's times where it's full baked lasagna. Okay. And you can watch all the ingredients and process come together and what you're about to sit and eat. He throws some garlic bread into the mix and he's just like, hey, yeah, here, do you want to watch me make some dessert too? Okay. That picture sounds heavenly, hashtag what we call testimony time. But the real picture is while God is doing all of this stuff in the kitchen, okay, you have to sit in the kitchen and in all the heat, you have to decide if it's worth your time to sit in that kitchen all day waiting and watching him make everybody else's food while you're waiting for yours. You have to wash the dishes. You have to clean the kitchen as he cooks because that's the only way he's going to get to your food. Okay. Decisions. Instant noodles is definitely faster. When you finally eat and you want to tell the story, you can then choose. Most people choose to omit the process. So they don't want to talk about the process. You want to sound like you've entered into this space with a prepared table. Or you can decide that you want to share the process to getting to that prepared table. It's up to you. I personally say to people, I'm like, I didn't wake up to magical health. I didn't wake up and like, oh, things are improving for me. No, there was a process and God walked me through that process. We often believe that miracles must be instantaneous for us to consider them authentic. But I found God to be process driven in his approach to miracles, right? It shouldn't make us any less in awe of his Spirit work. Instead, I feel like it should give us more confidence that he's always working. Okay? Faith is a seed. Patterns and process often determine the outcome of that seed. So there's God of miracles and there's God of process. And I think that success is respecting the process. All right. I love you and I will catch you on the next episode.